Well, this morning we talked about the hypothetical concept of perpetual motion and how that the most difficult thing about building a perpetual motion machine is where do you hide the battery? Because you have to have, the concept is, you have to have an energy source to keep something perpetually going. Perpetual motion is not realistic. It'd be nice if it was, but it's not. And we talked mostly this morning about the one of the laws of thermodynamics is the conservation of energy, and how that we can't make energy out of nothing. We can only convert energy, and how that we have to convert our energy, our efforts into seeking the Lord and seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then it begins to look like something that's perpetual motion, but hid down inside is that little battery, you might say, that helps us be able to continue that process. So this afternoon, I'd like to talk about another law of thermodynamics, scientific terminology, and it's called entropy. And entropy is a measure, I didn't know that word until I started doing a little research on this. Entropy is a word that means a measure of the disorder or randomness in a system. Any of y'all ever feel like you have some disorder that kind of comes in your life or randomness in your systems? I do. Not every day is the same. In fact, I hardly have two that are the same. And it seems like there's a lot of disorder. There's a lot of things that impose themselves into my life to cause randomness. Like, why does this have to happen at this time? It's a very inconvenient time for that to happen. So, this entropy is a reason that we cannot be once saved, always saved. That we can't continue on in perpetually state of salvation without having putting energy into it. We don't ever get the option of stopping to seek. But there, in our efforts to seek the Lord and find out how we can be closer to Him, more like Him, and all of those things, there is another law of this old world that comes against us. It's entropy, if you will. It is the law of chaos, of disorder, of randomness, of friction, of our energy being consumed into something on a scientific level. Entropy is energy that's lost in unusable heat. Unusable heat is something, it's energy that's being dissipated. We had to put energy into something to create heat. So I had a truck come in towards the end of the day, Friday. I'd done some inspecting on it, and their concern was that if you step on the brakes, it pulls real hard to the left. And so I went and drove it, and I noticed after I stopped a few times that, and it did, it done exactly what the customer was talking about. It would want to just pull over into the other lane, and after I stopped a few times, I realized that when I let off of the brake, it felt like somebody was holding the brake. And I was off of the brake pedal, but the truck was just, it was dragging. So the energy, you remember, the first law is that we don't create energy, we just convert it. The energy that was being used to propel the truck was also, some of that was being lost in unusable heat because one of the brakes was not releasing. So that energy was being converted back into heat. Took the energy in the fuel, turned it into heat, made the engine push the truck down the road. The truck's inertia going down the road was being converted back to heat because some of the brakes weren't, one of the one wheel's brakes was not releasing all the way. I hope you can, you follow what I'm talking about there. So what do we have in our everyday life that causes heat, causes a loss, causes our energy to be converted? We get ready to convert some of our energy that we've got from rest, that we've got from food, and we were ready to transfer that energy into something that would be spiritual food for us. We take our time because we have physical energy. We're going to use that to be alert, and we're going to be using that to communicate with the Lord and maybe to read and maybe to meditate. Maybe as we're going down our path of life, we're going to be converting that, following that first law, if you will, and converting that into something that would be beneficial to our soul. But right in the midst of that, the enemy is very good at interjecting some randomness, something that absorbs the heat. It can be the distraction. It can be the doorbell. It can be a noise. It could be something outside that went clunk. It could be the calf bawling out in the pasture. It could be it could be another person. It's something that distracts us in our effort to convert our energies into spiritual nourishment, and it can take us, it can be a distraction to us. Or it may be that we've built some momentum. Remember one of the verses we read this morning says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." And maybe we've got some momentum of peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And maybe we feel that in a spiritual sense we've attained and we're maintaining a level of speed, direction. We're seemed like that we're gaining some ground in life. You ever felt like that? You ever felt like it seems like things are kind of coming together a little bit, and we can have that temporal feeling. Well, I paid all the bills and there's still a little cushion in my checking account. Or we made it all the way to our destination and all the way home, and we didn't have any unexpected experiences. Those are good feelings, and we can feel like I'm gaining momentum and some traction and all of that. But there's times right in the midst of that there'll be something that'll come along. That little light that comes on, that little noise, something that changes our energy into unwanted or unusable heat. Let's go to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Notice something in the Sermon on the Mount. It says here in 5 and 6, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Right now, I don't feel hungry at all, naturally speaking. We had quite a choice back there to fill up, and I'm not sure that I had some of everything. I like to try a little bit of everything, but sometimes I don't get it all. Sometimes I get full before I've sampled all the possibilities at a lunch together at church. But it says here, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. I know that I'm going to be hungry again, naturally speaking, and I have to cultivate an appetite for natural food, but I have to cultivate that appetite continually for spiritual things, because there's always some friction. There's always some things that's converting the nourishment I take in into unusable heat. It's just, what do you do with brakes that are overheated? You just gotta, somehow you want them to cool down as quickly as possible. What do you do with your emotions that's inflamed because of events that's caused you to feel discouraged or attacked or misused somehow? What do you do with it? It's unused. It's heat in our experience. It's heat in our life. And we don't know what else to do except hunger and thirst after righteousness. Take it to the Lord. Lord, here's some, you see what happened. I thought we was doing pretty good. I thought I was going down the path of life, and it seemed like encouraging things were happening, and temporally things were going well. And then I get this phone call, and somebody tells me they don't like me anymore, or they give me some discouraging news, and all of a sudden my emotions, you might say, go to the bottom, and I feel discouraged, and I feel abuse somehow. And I take that to the Lord. And Lord, I've got to be able to unload. The song that I believe Sister Angela wrote, Lord, I lay my burdens at your feet. We have to take those. It's unusable heat energy that's coming out of us. Lord, I don't know what to do with this. I don't feel like that I put myself in a position to earn this. You know, there's times that we put ourselves in a place we want to earn respect. Maybe we want to earn approval or acceptance or something like that. And then when it doesn't turn out that way, we have to have a place to unload that. I hope my explanation and my analogy is making sense for you this afternoon. So we have to have that appetite to hunger and thirst after righteousness. We have to overcome the friction in life to where we can have a perpetual experience with the Lord. I don't believe in this once saved, always saved experience without, it takes energy to keep that going. It's not that I can get saved and then just let it freewheel. It doesn't happen that way. It don't happen in nature. There is no wheel that turns smooth enough that it will continue to turn forever. It will come to a stop. And our spiritual experience will cease to exist if we don't have that little battery in there somewheres of pursuing the Lord, of keeping it turning. So in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, it says here in, I believe, the first verse of Hebrews 12, stumble around and find it here. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us lay aside the things that would cause the friction, the drag. Today, in all of our mechanical devices, we're consistently looking for ways to reduce friction and increase efficiency. And we ought to, it should be no difference in our spiritual life. Lord, what can I lay aside? What can I unload? You ever tried to carry around something because you feel like you might need it? I like a shirt with two pockets. Sometimes I'm doing good just to get one, but I like a shirt with two pockets. Because, and I like them big enough where I can put my cell phone in one, and in the other one I've usually got a pen and a screwdriver and a flashlight. And for a while I've carried a Sharpie. Because sometimes, you know, and then I might add a paint pen. You ever use some of those? You know, you could keep adding stuff on and putting stuff in your pocket because it's nice to have all of those. And when you're in my line of work, you know, it's nice sometimes to have a paint pen. And I just can't hardly live without a pocket screwdriver and a little pen light in. But all of those things are necessary, but sooner or later, we're going to have our pockets so full that it's going to weigh us down. It's going to cause a problem. One time, I worked at a place that, now, this don't seem like very much to you, but these pants that I'm wearing, the way the pockets are designed, these are not mechanics pants, just so y'all know. If I have something in my pocket and I lay down on a creeper and then I pick my leg up to kind of scoot along, you know what happens to the stuff in my pocket? It goes out because the pocket is cut like this. Now, if you have a pair of jeans on, the pocket goes like this. And I can keep the stuff in my pocket. Well, I work for a place that got us some pants in our uniforms that had pockets like this. I might as well take everything out of my pockets when I went to work. I couldn't have 25 cents in my pocket because it would go rolling across the floor. You know, the Lord wants us to unload the things that are distractions, the things that keeps us from being efficient as a Christian. We can carry along little dispositions, little attitudes, little things that it seems like it's important for us to take along. Now, I usually carry a pocket knife in my pocket. I got one in my pocket this afternoon, and I carry it when I go to work. There's just always sometimes I need to open a box or scrape on something, and a pocket knife is the thing to use for that. But when I go, if I'm going to go get on an airplane, I don't carry a pocket knife. It's going to be a problem because I'm going to have to make a decision whether I get on the airplane or keep my pocket knife. I'm going to have to lay it aside. And there's going to be times in our experience, it's just friction. It's just friction. Lord, help me to get rid of it. Let me take my burdens. Let me take the things that I'm taking along with me. The little things that someone has said or someone has did or the experience I've had in life. Lord, help me to lay it down and not let it be something that reduces my perpetual experience with the Lord. Remember the scripture we started with this morning, over in the Old Testament, in 1 Kings, I believe it was, the 9th chapter, in the 3rd verse, or down reading down to the 3rd verse, and the Lord God was speaking to Solomon, and he said that he would perpetually, his ear and his eye would perpetually be there. And I think that we can take that in a spiritual sense today, but literally the temple that Solomon built, the glorious place, it's not there. And why is it not there? It's because the people between then and now, the people did not have the little battery to keep the experience going. They didn't put the energy in to keep in a perpetual experience with the Lord. We can have a perpetual experience, I believe with all of my heart, but perpetual motion without us adding energy to it is not realistic. Just like the perpetual motion is just a hypothetical concept. It never really exists. There's all kinds of theories, and we talked about this morning, that perpetual motion is something that has consumed so much of mankind's time down through the ages. It's just been a total waste. And if I'm included in that, if I would have just accepted as a young man that perpetual motion didn't exist, just took somebody else's word for it, I would have had a number of hours and days that I could have done something to move the needle in a positive direction. But instead, I'll tell you what I got for it. I got an experience that says I proved to myself that perpetual motion don't exist. That's all I got to show for it. It cost me money. It cost me time. And the only thing I can say is I learned that somebody else was right. That's all I can say. And I'm going to tell you that if you think you can live for the Lord and you can meet Him in peace with some kind of perpetual motion experience and not have to add anything to it as time goes along, I just want to tell you, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Invest. Hunger and thirst. Seek the kingdom of God first. Cultivate that relationship. Lay aside the things that's causing unused heat in your life. Lord, help me to know how to... You know this... I'm one of those people that tend to take maybe too many tools to get a job done. And I can get a lot of tools out to get something, and maybe somebody could do it more efficiently. But Lord, help us to not be carrying anything along with us that we don't need to carry along. I want to be efficient for the Lord. I want to reduce my friction points that consume my energy, that consume my time. I want to be close enough to the Lord that that He can speak to me and that I can have a profitable experience with Him. I want to be faithful all the way to the end. I desire your prayers that I'll be careful to focus on the message today for my own self and realize that perpetual experience is possible when we continually invest energy in it and are realistic in knowing that I have to reduce the friction points in my relationship with the Lord. You pray for me. I want to be faithful. I want y'all to be faithful too. Amen.